This is going to be a phenomenal project for Marquette. It is essentially using the brownfield statute, which allows for the reuse of older property and allows for a capturing of the taxes to be able to put back into the redevelopment of the property. It's going to be a $57 million project right on the shoreline, bike paths, walking paths, but places to live, apartments, mixed use, retail, offices. It is going to be a blockbuster for this community.
It's actually a significant amount of money that was able to be put together for this. It must be a vote of confidence for the project in general.
Well, it is, and it's been on the, you know, they've been really working this for a good amount of time. So you know that by the time this was announced this past week, that it is really ready to go. They are going to be breaking ground very soon. Very soon. And so that means construction workers will be put to work, but there's also 150 permanent jobs that'll be associated with it. It's also going to enhance Marquette's reputation as really a tourist place as well, taking advantage of the shoreline in the way that it is. So it's going to be a great project.
Switch gears over to the prison issue, which has been in the news of late with the state of California. That one not coming to be, but what options are you looking at on a state level to try to keep some of these facilities going in the state?
Yeah, a couple things. First of all, we do have great facilities, and we have great employees who can do this work for other states. So if other states are willing to send their prisoners to us, if they have overcrowding populations, we will take them on as long as they pay for it, and we can employ our employees to do that. We have sent a letter to every one of the departments of corrections in all of the other states to see whether there's any interest in allowing us to take that on. Pennsylvania has expressed some interest, and as you know, the federal government has expressed some interest in one of the maximum security facilities for the Gitmo detainees.
Thoughts on that right now? It's obviously something you're looking at, but I know you've expressed some concerns with that Homeland Security being top on that. What are your thoughts overall with that idea?
Yeah, my concern on that is that terrorist detainees are of a different level than your run-of-the-mill criminal, if you will, and they require a very serious look at the Homeland Security implications. So I'm not in favor of it unless the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Defense shows me that Michigan will not be put at greater risk.
How's the wind blowing in Lansing for coming to a budget resolution before October 1st and at least not having it go down to the wire?
Well, the wind is blowing, lots of hot air, as you know. But actually, this time, because of the terrible year we had in 2007, where it actually went to a government shutdown because we couldn't reach an agreement, there is a great desire to do this without having to see a shutdown. We know that would be bad for Michigan overall, and I think there's a very serious effort to try to get an agreement before then. So hopefully in September, before we get to the deadline of October 1st, we'll see an agreement. But let me just warn everybody that it is not going to be pretty because of the recession and the declining tax revenues and the fact that none of us want to do a general tax increase at a time when people are hurting. So that means an awful lot of cuts, and that pain is going to be felt. And so, we're going to have to live within our means. We can't print money, but the bottom line is we are going to do it without a shutdown.
Today is the day where you head to Escanaba for the UP State Fair. With that in particular, with the funding of that having to be cut in the state budget, Delta County has stepped up, businesses have stepped up, and you're basically signing over the deed today. Tell me a little bit about that.
I love Delta County. I love the fact that the community has stepped forward and raised their hands and said, well, state, if you can't afford it, we will band together as a community and have a UP State Fair. And that is a phenomenal thing. So we're going to hand over the deed so that they can, in fact, do that. I really appreciate the resourcefulness that is behind that to make it very special and uniquely Upper Peninsula.
Do you think we're going to see maybe some more of that as the state continues through some of these difficult times of groups, individuals, maybe private businesses, private sector stepping up to try to make things a little more palatable?
Yeah, I think that it's a really great question, Walt, because as you look at, for example, these prison camps that we've had to close down because of budget constraints, while we've moved the employees to other places, the facilities, the properties still exist. And so there are some communities who have stepped up and said, we want to take that property and use it as, for example, a regional county jail. Camp Manistique is an example of that. So we encourage public-private partnerships, public-public partnerships, whatever kind of creative way we can make wise use of very good facilities.